Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I am a real American.
Oh, good Lord.
Fight for the rights of every man.
That's right, Jerry.
I am a real American.
America number one.
Fight for what's right.
Live golf.
Fight for your life.
That's fine. I did look. We do a million barrels of oil a day from Saudi Arabia.
Yeah,
in this
what's
land
your point?
Of hypocrisy.
Come on.
No, I don't have a point. I'm actually echoing what you said that you brought up.
Yeah, I mean, it's when you follow the roots, Jerry.
God knows what you're going to find.
They all go deep into bad things.
Yeah, they do. And you know where they always end up? Money.
Money.
Money. Money.
I
money.
Need
money.
Money.
Yeah.
Hey.
I know.
Jerry, the Mets played last night.
They suck.
But how about this, real quick, before we get into them sucking? Many people pointed out to me that the Mets and Braves were actually on TBS last night.
How about that?
They have a Tuesday night Braves baseball package.
Well, how did you not know that when you Googled that yesterday?
I don't know.
Like, how would that have not come up?
I Googled that, and it said they stopped doing Braves games in 2007.
Look at that.
But they have a Tuesday night package.
There you
so
go.
So that was really cool. Of course, I didn't see that.
Well, then the game didn't start till after 9 o'clock.
Oh, because of a weather situation?
Rain delay without rain.
Without rain?
Yeah.
A rain delay with no rain. Was it the smoke? Did the smoke make it down to Atlanta?
It was supposed to rain.
Oh. So then
that smoke was no joke.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it was pretty evident by me.
Yeah, it was all over New Jersey,
pretty
New
wild.
York.
Yeah.
It came all the way down from Canada, so it had to cover all that area between us and Canada.
It's a lot of miles.
A lot of miles, and it was in the Bronx, Jerry. They said it was hard to breathe in that Yankee game.
Yeah. Like I said, we were in Tom's River last night for baseball, and when I got home, I thought something was, like, burning in the neighborhood.
Yes.
And then I Googled it and found out. I think I saw Spike tweet something.
Yes, because he was wondering in where he lives.
My
he
nighttime like, Twitter check, first thing that popped up was Spike Eskin about the smoke.
Yeah.
And then I saw, I forget who, one of the guys here explained it was the Canadian fires and, yeah. I was
Canadian
surprised.
Wildfires.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, that answers it.
Yep. Really bad scene. They say that the breathing of the air is not good.
Well, yeah, there's smoke in the air.
And meanwhile, John Sterling was back. We sent him out there in the smoke in
you
his first
what?
Game back.
I have to tell you, I got in the car after our game, and it was the first inning. I heard the Savala, his first home run. I guess it was the third, whatever inning it was. Second inning, whenever I
second
got in the
inning,
car.
Second inning, I believe.
But when I got in the car, the first thing I heard was John Sterling. I said, you know what? All is right in the world.
Right.
John's back.
John's back.
Yes.
A unique voice, Jerry, for a generation.
That's exactly right.
A multiple generations.
Yeah.
Yeah, that first home run that dude hit, what'd you call him, Savala?
Yes, that'd be Savala. But you know what, though? And I love this about John, too, because all we hear about when the Yankees hit those home runs, it was a Yankee Stadium home run, as John said, they count for everybody. So, and I think he was even pointing out, I didn't see this because I was listening to it at the time, he said how the White Sox dugout, the guys were like laughing. He goes, probably because it was only 320 feet down the line. He goes, but you know what? The Yankees can do that too.
Right.
It counts the same.
It was the only, it was a home run only in that ballpark as the announcer
that's
said.
That's fine. But you know what? That's the charm of it. Like, that's the one thing. Well, remember we had all the AstroTurf, symmetrical fields, Veteran Stadium, River, all these, they were, ugh. I like it. It's all different.
Yeah. And then his second home run, he crushed.
Yes. Yes.
Ooh, he
That's the nine
that
hitter
one.
On the White Sox.
The number nine hitter?
Yeah. Sebi Savala.
Man, that dude, that the second home run he hit that he pulled, that he, I mean, he just, it was like a Giancarlo Stanton home run.
Giancarlo.
Oh, Giancarlo.
Are we doing the Mets first or the Yankees?
Let's do the Yankees here.
Because I'm disgusted.
We're in the mix of it right now.
Did you see Giolito last night?
Giolito? Lucas Giolito? White Sox pitcher?
This 100-pitch crap has got to go away.
So he was working on a no-hitter.
When I say, yes, he walked three guys, I get it. And at one point, he goes 0-2 on Stanton in the sixth. It goes all the way to a full count, but then throws a beautiful pitch on the bottom corner of the zone. I don't even think Stanton swung in the entire at-bat. Maybe the first pitch, but I don't think he did. And it's like, you know, Kay's talking on, yes, well, that's probably going to be it for him. He's approaching 100 pitches, and I'm thinking, there's no way. I mean, at least come out for the seventh and push it to 112, 115, and they come back from break. And you got the manager over there with him, and he's like, okay. And he starts shaking hands.
Yeah, 99
Fight
pitches.
To stay in the game.
Fight for the right.
Come on. And I get it. They were talking about it's the most pitches he's thrown this season. But you got a chance here to do something great.
In Yankee Stadium.
God darn
That's got to mean something to some of these ballplayers,
I guess it doesn't.
I was also seeing that he's had this multiple times in his career where he's no-hit teams through six and been removed. Go for a no-hitter, my man.
I get it. You don't want guys throwing 150 pitches, but come on already. Really. Never mind.
So the Yankees didn't get a hit till the seventh inning.
Yeah.
When the other fella came in.
It was the RBI double. It was Isaiah Kiner-Falefa.
Yes.
That drove in, I guess the guy walked and drives in the run. That was the first hit of the game. And then you get the home run, and all of a sudden, like, this is in doubt.
Right. Josh Donaldson hits the home run. It's 3-2.
And that was it.
And then that was it.
Yeah, it was the end of that.
Then the White Sox win that one.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And then you have a couple Yankees hitting the IL, Jerry. Aaron Judge.
He is going to land on the IL today.
Yeah, and Nestor Cortes.
Mm-hmm.
I heard Sal saying something about Aaron Judge missing significant time.
No,
I didn't see that.
Aaron
anywhere.
Boone said he didn't think it would be that long.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean,
that'd be wild.
Talking about ligament sprains and bone contusions. I guess there's no break, I suppose, but I don't know. A big toe contusion.
Yeah.
Yes. It is what it is, man.
All right. So he's out.
Yeah.
He's out.
And here's the thing, too. And was it John that said it? I don't remember if I was still listening on the drive back or it was the TV. I don't remember if it was Kay and an O'Neill. It is just, like without him. And I know Stanton's there.
It's dull.
Like this is the lineup?
Yeah, well, every time Judge gets up, he's the big monstrous. He's a large man, Jerry. Just hovers over that plate.
Well, so is Stanton. But
Yeah, you're right. When Stanton doesn't swing in some of those at-bats. Like, what are we doing?
I don't know. I don't know what you're looking for. You would think, put the ball in play. That's what we tell the little kids. Like, come on.
Right.
But they're just, I don't know. I know they're 10 games over 500, and they've played well. Judge has been a huge part of that, as we know. Without him, what are they?
They're nothing.
They're average.
They're losing to the White Sox.
They're very average, yes. They did lose to the White Sox.
I was just thinking about this Canadian fire and the smoke coming down here. Like, how does it travel that far?
The air. The wind pushes it.
But, like, you know how we drive by on the New Jersey Turnpike in Linden, and it's just, like, all smokestacks of, like, chemicals and things?
Yeah, I don't know what that stuff
Why doesn't that go to Canada?
I don't know the answer. I don't know.
Can we blow it to Canada?
Well, you should not be asking me. You should be asking the guy in the control room.
Like, why don't we try to get even with Canada?
And blow the smoke back at them?
Yeah, the stuff from in Linden, New Jersey, off the turnpike, just blow it up to Canada.
That stuff is in such volume, and it's so hot, it goes up higher, and then it gets dispersed by the wind patterns.
Which does? The Canadian fires?
The smoke, yeah.
Oh, okay. And then what happens with the pollution in Linden that we have? Where does that go?
It just probably dissipates out to sea, I would imagine. That's the way the
prevailing. Does it make it to Canada?
We gotta get the winds pushing towards Canada.
You remember there were some times when the Western wildfires that some of it was even trickling over here.
I do remember. Oh, right. Yes, I do remember.
Yeah.
And that's a lot further.
Bizarre.
That is wild.
Al wants to set up industrial-sized fans.
Yes.
To blow it right back in Canada's face.
And you remember when Mount St. Helens went up, it affected, like, you know, the whole global, you know, the sunsets because there's all this.
Let me ask you this. Is that why the moon was red last night?
Probably, yes.
It was the moon was freaky looking last night.
I actually was seeing people on social media saying that was actually the sun.
Okay, so I thought it was the sun, too. And then my wife's like, no, you fool. It's 8 o'clock. It's the moon. But I'm like, she even said, she goes, the sun, even if you saw it, should at least be down. This was high in the sky. Because it has to be the moon.
So the moon was red, orange red?
It was a freaky color.
Man, if the aliens are coming to visit us, they must be like, what is going on in Canada that they're ruining the planet?
Maybe this is keeping them away.
You think it's kept the aliens away for a night?
Did you see the story that they think they have found 1 billion other planets that are Earth-like?
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Who found that?
Scientists.
The James Webb, the Hubble, all these deep space satellites.
So maybe that's who's coming to visit us in the spaceships.
Yeah, but the problem is they are light years away.
Yeah.
You're not getting in a 747 on TWA and going to one of these
planes. No, but they might be able to travel to us if they're advanced.
If they'd have to break the light speed barrier.
Yeah. Can't one of those Elon Musk rockets shoot up to one of those planets?
That barely gets out into orbit.
Oh.
Come on now.
So that's a no.
Right now, they're still trying to get to Mars. Yeah, like with people.
Well, some of our earliest space probes, the Pioneer, the Voyager, they're just now leaving what we would call the solar system. And they're not even halfway to what they call the Oort cloud.
Oh, my gosh.
Which is, you know.
He's lost me.
Sorry.
The Oort cloud.
Sorry.
No, but that is true, though. There was a report last week. I meant to show you that. Because I know you want aliens to come basically take you over. I don't, but you do.
But I don't want them to take
you'd be very
over,
interested in that.
I want them to show themselves to us.
Think about this. The furthest, the closest star, Proxima Centauri, is 4 light years. So at the speed of light, it would take you 4 years to get there.
And we're not at the speed of light.
No.
No, we're not quite.
Fraction.
A fraction of it. Wow. But then that makes no sense when people say they see the UFOs and we see UFOs. They're traveling at slow speeds.
Right. They're at 400 miles an hour like a plane.
Yeah.
Well, because they're here. They've already gotten here.
But so they get here quickly, and then they slow down our pace.
And then the maneuverability is something that they accelerate so fast that they move in these crazy directions.
They don't want to be banging
into
stuff.
If they are what you think they are.
If it's not all.
There's still no proof of it.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately.
Man.
And now we're not going to
be careful what you wish for.
Now there's going to be no UFO sightings.
You'll be like the people on Independence Day. You'll go up to the roof of your condo and they'll swallow you whole.
Do not swallow me whole, aliens.
Welcome, aliens.
No, they'll be like,
get the thin, bald guy.
He's one of us.
Right. They'll be like, hey, what's he doing here?
That would be great if the aliens look like Al. Bunch of thin guys with glasses.
Have you seen the pictures of the Grays? Not far off.
Shirts that say no seed oils. We got to take a break. When we come back, we'll get to the Mets, promise, because Al's got a lot to get off his chest. He is ticked off about these Mets now. And then a whole lot more, the NFL, too, and the Boomer and Geo at 6 on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.